Te Hiringa Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission released their report, Exercising Rangatiratanga During the COVID-19 Pandemic. The report was released today, which finds Māori-led initiatives played a key role in protecting the health and wellbeing of our communities during the pandemic. With us this morning is Te Hiringa Mahara Director Māori, Mariah Johns. Tēnā koe, Mariah.
Tēnā koe, mōrena hinean.
Mōrena. In the face of COVID-19, what did Māori initiatives do the best?
Māori did what they do best, hinean. They exercised their rangatiratanga at a time on a practice throughout the centuries just to protect the wellbeing of our whānau, hapu iwi and our community. So using that korowai or cloak of tikana kawa and many of our given values we operate on, those responses are made so much more effective. That knowledge and ability to work with the people, the community, networks, kinship relationships and community relationships, where the information and resources are really, really vital. Māori were able to mobilise quickly, be agile, adaptive and effective. So those Māori-led initiatives shared culturally appropriate information and resources, and we also protected the health and well-being of communities. And importantly, they maintained and supported the connection with whānau, with individuals, with their community, with hapū iwi. Kuina.
Oh, what are some of the examples of these Māori networks that effectively navigated this turbulent time?
Aye. Well, some of those networks and initiatives, we looked at how marae committees, whānau hapū, and even iwi adapted our tikana and kawa to develop tailored pandemic plans. For example, in regards to our tanihana processes, many iwi did adapt that. The National Māori Pandemic Response Group of Māori Health Experts was established. And then we have the checkpoints that were put in place. Oh, invaluable for communicating information and working with the government agencies, communities, to also help minimise or stop that spread of the COVID to other rohe. We saw many of those initiatives take place, approximately around 50 of those types of kaupapa around the motu. We also had our Māori networks, whānau hapū and iwi, conveying critical information to our more rurally isolated communities and sometimes just in our communities in general, and beyond the lockdown period. That really helped with the reduction of disinformation and misinformation. So our iwi hapū, kaupapa Māori providers, they provided home delivery, kai, rongoa, te whānau, te kaumātua tamariki, and providing through our technology processes like the internet or the Facebook, spiritual support to whānau, karakia and wānana during that pandemic. Really, really supportive. I tapped into many of that myself.
Yes, there were some amazing initiatives that were quite unique. And you were saying, marae specific, iwi specific, it was an interesting time in Te Ao Māori. Hey, how can these findings help Māori to continue to deliver to their communities? I mean, at the moment we've got big concerns about immunisation of our tamariki mokopuna. So how can these findings help the delivery of it to our communities?
I think we really... What we need to do is continue to advocate for that exercising rangatiratanga by our whānau, our hapū, our marae, our iwi. And that needs to be really recognised, valued, invested in, and action. Because Māori do know what's best for Māori, contrary to what others may think. And it's urging for equitable and robust future government decisions regarding health and wellbeing that has Māori, Te Tiriti o Waitangi partner, treaty partner at all levels of that decision making. And they need to be part of that realignment of the health system processes so effective government support is really totally optimised to improve future health and wellbeing for our whānau and those outcomes that we all share in regarding that desired outcome. So other parts of this is looking at how we can use high quality research and data to support iwi and our Māori responses to be even more effective. advocating for our sustained support and resources for Māori to continue to support their communities, because it's one thing to be going through the raruraru or the pandemic, but it's beyond that as well, maintaining that support and make sure it is sustainable. And government working with Māori, taking and trusting the learnings from the exercising of rangatiratanga experiences, they're highly likely, that approach is highly likely to apply to future crises and emergencies. Whenua tō māro whakaaro. That's our thinking.
Yeah, but do you think that the government has actually learned? It doesn't seem to have. You know, like, as I was saying, there's a measles, there's concern about measles becoming a pandemic because of the lack of immunisations among Māori and Pacifica. And it seems that the health system is just starting again without not building on the existing initiatives that Māori set up.
Yeah, and that's where the learnings are really, really important, eh? What we are learning from this, from the pandemic and the COVID pandemic, really does need to be taken on board in regards to both partners of Te Tiriti, government and Māori, to ensure that we do learn from that and we do exercise that rangatiratanga and we provide the best way we know as Māori. How do we ensure that we keep our whānau and hapū iwi communities safe, protecting their mental wellbeing?
Yeah, Nat, you brought up a really good point about not just Māori, but communities as well, because what works for Māori doesn't just benefit Māori, though does it?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're really clear that, you know, Māori exercising rangatiratanga, it works for Māori, but does benefit all peoples of Aotearoa. So we know what's best for Māori. What works for Māori will work for all of Aotearoa. And we find that time and time again, you know, in regards to the responses that we've seen in history, as well as the one most recent past.
Yes, I was working here at Radio Waiate, and we're watching people lining up for assistance during the COVID epidemic, and you know they were came from all sorts of cultures and backgrounds, and the Waitamata Health Service reported the same. They said we didn't turn away anyone because of their race or culture. If we could help, we helped.
Exactly, and that's not that's not uncommon mō tātou te Māori. And when we place our tikanga and kawa and our time-honoured knowledge and practice that mairano from neons ago, and those values of manaakitanga, aroha, whanaunatanga, and many, many more values that we practice, we understand, that's exactly what it means. It's all inclusive of the whānau. Ahakoa Pākehā, ahakoa Māori, no hea te iwi, no hea rātou, kei reira tātou ki te āwhina i a rātou. That's what it's about.
Aye. Hey, so what happens to this report, Exercising Rangatiratanga During the COVID-19 Pandemic? What happens to that report now?
Oh, that gets published on our website, and literally that is part of the learnings that we can place out in the public as our role as Te Hiri Ngā Mahara. We have that duty and responsibility to take what learnings we have, what research is available, that we can actually share to Aotearoa whānui in regards to specific areas of this particular instance has been looking at the learnings from COVID pandemic, but it certainly gives us a future focus around how rangatiratanga, how Māori have actually responded so effectively during the pandemic and how that would apply as logic might show, that the learnings in regards to the cyclone learnings that we've recently gone, future crises, and certainly the floods around the Motu and currently in Tamaki Makaurau.
Ka pai. Tēnā koe, Maraia. Fabulous to hear from you. And all the best for the report, and hopefully our health services in the Ministry of Health, we just had John Whanga, and the aka, the whai ora and te aka whai ora are listening and will be reading that report and learning from it as well. Ngā mihi tēnā koe, Mariah Johns.
Kia ora, ngā mihi, kia koe, hine aku.